This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A UN chartered vessel being loaded with grain is set to transport the first shipment of humanitarian food aid from Ukraine to Africa. The vessel, which docked in Ukraine Friday, will carry 23,000 tons of grain bound for Ethiopia. It's part of a UN-backed plan to move grain trapped by Russia's war on Ukraine and help relieve a global food crisis. Previous ships with grain were allowed to leave Ukraine under the deal, but were not humanitarian aid, and their cargoes had been purchased by other nations or vendors. Oleksandr Kubrikov, Ukraine's Minister of Infrastructure, wrote in a tweet that the newly docked vessel would also supply grain for Somalia and Kenya, which are also facing the worst drought in four decades. Ukraine's health minister has accused Russian authorities of committing a crime against humanity by blocking access to affordable medicines in areas its forces have occupied since invading the country 5.5 months ago. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Ukrainian Health Minister Viktor Lashko says Russia has repeatedly blocked efforts to provide state-subsidized drugs to people in occupied cities, towns, and villages, adding, "We believe that these actions are being taken with intent by Russia, and we consider them to be crimes against humanity and war crimes that will be documented and will be recognized." The war in Ukraine has caused serious disruptions to the country's state-run health service, which was undergoing major reforms anyway, largely in response to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. British author Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized Saturday after suffering serious injuries in a stabbing attack just moments before he was to give a speech in Western New York on Friday. Rushdie's agent says that 75-year-old is on a ventilator. He suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in his arm. The agent also said Rushdie is likely to lose an eye. Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses, drew death threats after it was published in 1988. A fatwa, or death order, issued by Iran's leader at the time, forced the author to spend 9 years in hiding. The fatwa has never been revoked. Police arrested the man who attacked the writer, but the suspect's lawyer has declined to comment. Police say the motive for the Friday attack is still unclear. The suspect is 24. He was born in the United States to Lebanese parents. At the Chautauqua Center, where the attack took place, a few hundred residents gathered Friday evening for a vigil, prayer, music, and a moment of silence. Leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention said Friday that several of the denomination's major entities are under investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice in the wake of its multiple problems related to clergy sex abuse. Lawyers for the SBC's executive committee say the committee has received a subpoena, but no individuals have been subpoenaed at this point. A statement from SBC leaders, including the executive committee members, seminary presidents, and heads of mission organizations, gave few details about the investigation, but indicated it dealt with widespread sexual abuse problems. There was no immediate comment from the Justice Department about the investigation. Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema took nearly $1 million in Wall Street money while killing a tax meant for those very same donors. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Sinema of Arizona has received nearly $1 million in campaign contributions over the past year from private equity professionals, hedge fund managers, and venture capitalists whose interests she has staunchly defended in Congress. That's according to an Associated Press review of campaign finance disclosures. The revelation comes after Sinema single-handedly thwarted her party's longstanding goal of raising taxes on such investors. Sinema says the contributions did not influence her thinking on the matter, but many of Sinema's fellow Democrats see her defense of the favorable tax treatment received by such investors as indefensible. I'm Julie Walker.
And once again, our top story this hour, a UN-chartered vessel being loaded with grain is set to transport the first shipment of humanitarian food aid from Ukraine to Africa. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.